Good morning, good morning. I've been reading in the book of Daniel, and I wanted to share some scriptures with you, and also the book of Mark. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and for allowing me to see it, and allowing me to realize that you are with me no matter what happens, whatever I go through, and whatever we go through. So I pray that we will continually rely upon you for safety and protection. Keep faith in knowing that you will continually walk with us. Amen. So as we look at the book of Daniel, we see that there were three princes of Persia and Alexander the Great that caused a lot of distrust and a lot of pain and tribulation for Jerusalem. And Daniel 11:2 says, "And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all, and by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all." And Daniel 12:1 says, "There will be a time of distress such as never occurred since nations came into being." Matthew 13:23, "But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." So from this we can glean that God is aware of what's going on in politics. God is aware of what the leadership is doing. And there will be prophets, even in our day, to tell you that God is still watching. They will tell you to take action. They will tell you to be forewarned, even though we're in a time of upheaval, in a time of tribulation, and are worrying about the pandemic and the spread, and worrying about our futures and what's going to happen in the election, what's going to happen with the new budget for 2020. And so the Bible said in the book of Daniel, even though there was a terrifying and humiliating and infuriating time, we have to realize that these are works of the Antichrist or of evil. And of course, we are saying, just as he said, these were times of unprecedented distress. But Daniel's warning was a call to action and a return to God in faith that he will make good his promises. And of course, he was told to seal the book, because the question was, what will happen? But only God knows what the outcome will be, and it's not for us to know right now. But we are to take this warning and look carefully. When we look at the election, look carefully at both sides and act decisively, because neither side is telling you the absolute truth. You have to look for yourself, and you have to see for yourself and understand that God is in this. He's in all of this. And it hurts me to have to go through this time with so much pain and so much uncertainty as a senior. It's so hard to go through each day not knowing what the budget cuts are going to be, how it's going to affect seniors. And seniors have not been given a raise. We have gone through the inflationary periods since the early 2000s and the late 90s. We've gone through all of that without a cost of living adjustment. And there will be no cost of living adjustment according to this administration. But we need an adjustment, because our Social Security payments are not keeping up with inflation. and many people lost the money that they had saved back in the early 2000s. People lost timeshares, and not timeshares, they lost all of their 401ks and all their entire, I know I lost my savings. It wasn't hundreds of thousands, but thousands, I lost it. And I never stopped losing, it just kept going downhill. But God is with us and He knows what's happening. And even though we've gone through this long period of uncertainty, economic times where things are fluctuating, it seems like we're having a time of full employment. And one statistic says it's worse than ever. And another one says it's better than ever. We don't know what to believe because we really don't know the truth. But if you look around, you can see everybody doing something they've never done before. A lot of people are working at jobs that they never would have considered before, myself included. But just know that the Lord is with us and He is watching. And so we are admonished not to grow impatient and rely on God Himself, no matter what the evil one says, even though they won't let us worship. Just like in those times that Daniel talks about, the temple was destroyed, Christ was crucified, and Alexander the Great came on the scene, and Rome fell. All these things happened. So this is very much like that. Even though we haven't lost our country, we are being terrorized. We don't know which country is terrorizing us, but I believe it is an act of terrorism. I can't prove that because I'm only human. So, Heavenly Father, we look to You in these times of confusion and confinement while we grow so impatient. Allow us to rely on You and stand up for us as You have promised. Arise to our help. Strengthen and protect us in this earthly realm, because we know that this is not our home. We're just passing through. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining me.